Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 31 is coming up. Hey everybody, welcome to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall, and I am your host for this musical podcast in which we celebrate and showcase the best blues music originating from right here in Portland, Oregon, and the surrounding area. Well, it's show number 31, and it's a beautiful day in Portland. I won't dwell on that because we've heard from people who don't like the weather reports in the Bluescast. But moving right along, we've got, as usual, some great Portland-based blues for you today, including a couple of twofers from two different artists. And I think we're going to get started with one of those right about now. Now, this next artist, okay, technically is no longer a Portland resident, but while he was here in Portland, he certainly made his mark on the local blues scene, playing in such bands as the Terraplanes with Andy Strange, now of the Strange Tones, and Henry Cooper on guitar, also with the Blue Binos, with, of course, Big Monty Amundsen in front there. Local fans, devotees of the scene, will know by now that I'm talking about the drummer and vocalist Boyd Small. Now, Boyd did spend about 11 years fronting the Terraplanes, but in 1997, he moved to Amsterdam, of all places, and rather quickly started to network within the blues scene there, and has become, over time, a noted singer, drummer, songwriter, producer in that area, and is doing quite well, and he manages to come back here and visit now and again. He was here for the Blues Festival and played on stage with Big Monty and Henry Cooper and a bassist, actually, whose name I never did find out, so my apologies, but they played quite a set, and I went and spoke to them afterwards, and that was cool. Now, one of Boyd's recent CDs that was recorded over in Amsterdam is called This Time No Lies, and we're going to hear a couple tunes from that. With the first one I'm going to play, you will get the sense right away that while he may be living in Amsterdam, Portland is not far from his heart. This is Boyd Small with Burnside Bum.
We got a little drunk, so we were heading out. I looked down there on the ground. There was a man. They call me a Burnside Bum. My home is where I lay. They call me a Burnside. I just can't put it down. Start drinking out on Burnside. And I wake up on the other side of town. And my face is in the dirt. And in my right hand, got a bottle of Thunderbird. put it down. Start drinking out on Burnside, and I wake up on the other side of town, and my face is in the dirt. And in my right hand, there's a bottle. Yes, it's Burnside, I have to say. This time, no lies. This time, the truth. We'll be right back.
That's Boyd Small with This Time No Lies, the smokin' title track from his CD, This Time No Lies, which came out in 1998. And prior to that tune, you heard from the same CD, Burnside Bum. That gives you a taste of what Boyd is up to these days. He has some additional CDs that he's released since then. And if you follow the links in the show notes, you can find out all about what Boyd has been up to and what he's releasing most recently and hopefully in the near future. So, Boyd Small, I hope you enjoyed that little taste of a former Portland resident who's still visiting here now and again, playing music and doing quite well. So, thanks to Boyd for that. We're going to move on to a couple acoustic tunes here now, and we'll start off with Walker T. Ryan, who we've played on the show before, but I really enjoy what he does. There's a real genuine quality to his music, and that's not to say that that isn't true of other people I play on the show, but I just like the real direct approach he takes with the songs, both original and covers, and this is Walker's version of a Lightnin' Hopkins tune called Katie May.
You know, Miss Katie May is a good girl, and she don't run around at night. Miss Katie May is a good girl, and she don't run around at night. You can bet your last dollar Katie May will treat you right. You know, I try to give that woman everything she needs. That's why she don't do nothing, lay up in the bed and read. She walks just like got oil wells in her backyard. You don't ever hear that woman who's hollering and crying about these times being hard. Say it must be a Cadillac, but I say she's a T-model Ford. Yeah, some people say she's a Cadillac, but I say she's a T-model Ford. You know she got the shape all right, but she can't carry no heavy load. I say goodbye, goodbye, poor Katie May. That's what I say. I say see you tomorrow. I hope I'll meet you early someday.
16 coaches long. Train I ride now, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train took my baby and gone.
This is Mary Flower, and you're listening to Portland's Finest Blues on PDXBluescast.com.
That is indeed Mary Flower, and we just heard her doing her version of Mystery Train. Yes, the old Elvis classic written by Sam Phillips and Junior Parker. Now, I've heard many versions of that song, some of which I like quite a bit, but I had not heard a treatment like Mary's version until I listened to her CD called Rosewood and Steel, and that's where that song comes from. It was released in 1996, and okay, yes, if we're into technicalities for this show, that was before Mary was a Portland resident, but hey, as far as I'm concerned, she's a resident now, and her whole catalog applies. There is some great material to be found in Mary's catalog, and you should definitely pick up this CD, Rosewood and Steel. There's some very choice cuts on it, including that one. Mary did appear at the Waterfront Blues Festival in July, and for some of the tunes she did on the front porch stage there, she was joined by her son on the bass, which I thought was very cool. It was very enjoyable, and clearly the talent runs in the family. We're going to move on to an artist that I have been wanting to feature on the show for some time, and we just needed to work out the details. This is a gentleman named Steve Bradley, who has been part of the Portland music scene for some time now, playing in bands like, all the way back, Steve, do you mind if I mention this, back to 1966 with U.S. Cadenza, and then in the 70s, a band called Sleazy Pieces, playing with Jim Meese for some period of time, and he's played with a lot. And then in terms of national folks, he's shared the stage with Steve Miller, Bo Diddley, The Doors, Muddy Waters, Dick Dale, James Cotton, so many. And he's a guy who has just polished his craft with the guitar, and also is a singer, and has just built up a career of experience and know-how, and it shows whenever he plays. And he released a record, I don't know if I have, do I have the date of release? I think it's, well, I'll get that for you. Oh, 1998. This is a CD that he titled I'm going to try it again. Words, Wires, and Wang. And we're going to hear a couple tunes from that CD now. First off, we'll hear Take Me Down by Steve Bradley.
Take me down for crying. Take me down to jail. Take me down for crying. Throw away the key. Forget about the bail. The one that loved me left me. The one I love, I failed. Forget about the bay. They all say, how are you? They all shake your hand. But they ain't got nothing for a man like me. And I don't understand. She needs. I can't get no money. Put me in jail. Throw away the key.
job, one tough mother. Why you only have me if somebody's in misery? Shut up and dance, don't you be worrying me. Well, I know three chords, about 10 licks. I ain't bought a record since 76. If you gotta have the latest thing, better watch TV. Shut up and dance, don't you be worrying me. I try to play it hot, you wanna do the stroll. Trying to play it cool, you wanna rock and roll. I shuffle to the left, you shuffle to the right. This is gonna be one long damn night. Funny you won't be happy if somebody's in misery. Shut up and dance, don't you be worrying me. Trying to play it cool, you wanna rock and roll. I shuffle to the left, you shuffle to the right. This is gonna be one long damn night. Why you only happy if somebody's in misery? Shut up and dance, don't you be worrying me. Shut up and dance, don't you be worrying me. Shut up and dance.
That's Steve Bradley with Shut Up and Dance, a song that so perfectly captures the interaction between the musicians and the audience at those late night gigs when you just can't quite seem to please the folks who've come there to listen. And he pulls it off nicely there. And again, that comes from his Words, Wires, and Wang CD, which was released in 1998. That song features John Koontz, formerly, of course, of Johnny and the Distractions. And these days, just recently, John Koontz and the Gas Hogs. But most recently, he's formed a new band called One More Mile, which features Albert Rita on guitar and keyboards and vocals. And I look forward to hearing those guys out in the clubs soon. Let's see. Yes, so Steve Bradley, and before Shut Up and Dance, you heard Take Me Down, another tune from that same CD. I want to thank Steve for giving us permission to play the music on the show, and in case you're interested, Steve teaches guitar. You can find him at Portland Music, one of their notable guitar teachers there. I also wanted to mention that drums on that record, the drums are played by Jeff Hudis, who was with the Rockin' Razorbacks some time back, and so you've heard his work on a previous show as well. That is going to do it for show number 31 of PDX Bluescast. I hope you enjoyed this one. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do so by sending email to letters@pdxbluescast.com. You can also go right to our website at www.pdxbluescast.com and post a comment on the blog. And that way everybody sees what you have to say, and that's kind of cool. You also can call our hotline at 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. Leave us a voicemail at that number, and unless you ask us not to, we may play it on the air. It's always great to hear from people, however you care to get in touch. And if you are a Portland area artist, blues artist, who would like to be heard on the show, send me email, letters@pdxbluescast.com, and I'll let you know how to get your music to me. And like I say every time, if I like it, Wait, if I love it, I'll play it. That's what I say, isn't it? Yeah, that's it again. Before I go, I've got to do my weekly nagging for you to get out there to the clubs and hear some of this live music. Last week, I tried to run down the schedule for the week, let you know who was playing where. And, you know, after a week's time, if you listen to the podcast late, that information is obsolete. So I don't know if I'll do that this week. But check your listings. Like I demonstrated last week, at least, it's clear that every night there's something good for you to go out and hear. Go out and support the musicians, support the clubs, let them know there's still people who want to hear this stuff live the way it's meant to be heard. Thank you in advance for going out and doing that. And with that, I think I will close the show for this week. My name is Pat McDougall. I've been your host. Thank you so very much for listening, especially those of you who come back week after week. And until next week, keep the blues alive.